Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 615. In the last Shir from Reb Chaim Morgenstern, chapter 2, The Facts and Fallacies About Love, we talked about how self-gratification will self-destruct, and love, true love, is when you connect with the tachlis of things, when it's a matter of giving and less selfishness and more selflessness. And we touched upon it in the last year. Now we're going to emphasize the other side of it, that of course, love between spouses needs to be based on a reason, on judgment, on a soul connection, spiritual connection, emotional connection. But nevertheless, the physical relationship between a husband and wife is the catalyst that is necessary, absolutely necessary, to enhance this love and the vital function for the unity of a marriage. The Ramban states that contrary to the secular view, the intimate relationship between a husband and a wife is an act of extreme kedusha. The Zegaris HaKadosh Perek Beis talks about it. You know that the parents are partners literally with Hashem in creating a child, and the act of creating a child, the Shekhinah is with them, and it promotes Shalom Bayis. Ayna, proper healthy Ayna, promotes Shalom Bayis. And you see the separation period, the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, what's the purpose of it to arouse endearment between a husband and wife. Look at the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. You know, we have the saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Secular world has a lot of difficulty understanding these laws in marriage itself. What do you mean? I need an outlet. I can do whatever I want. This idea of having 2 weeks off roughly from physical contact whatsoever, which limits one's self-gratification. Many of them don't comprehend it. But the truth is, it's precisely that behavior that enhances marriages and prevents it from going stale, to the extent that some secular marriage counselors and therapists caught on to this idea and recommends this idea of abstinence for a certain period of time in order to enhance the relationship, even the physical relationship. But you see, there's a din. You know, chas and kalam need to see each other, and they need to have their looks appealing to each other. A wife's wardrobe, jewelry, is the purpose of making herself appealing in her husband's eyes. Now, Hashem had created in women an inner trait for naturally being more conscious about her appearance. You see, by Ezra Seifer, he enacted in the beginning of the Tekufa, the Bayis Sheni, that perfume merchants should circulate throughout the Jewish towns precisely for the reason to have jewelry and makeup and all these things, perfumes, to enhance their appearance for their husbands. And that's why, again, you cannot ignore the physical. As much as we talked about in the previous year, that the purpose of it is the intellectual and emotional connection and the soul connection. And the love needs to be a soul love and a selfless love and a giving love, not connected to the physical, which you would basically exhibit in the Nida period and other times where the physical is not there. But nevertheless, there's no question that it's intertwined. Then intellectual, emotional, spiritual, and physical are intertwined. That's the way Hashem created man. That the emotions need to be aroused through something physical that one can feel. And Hashem placed in the human body as a catalyst for arousing one's emotion this sexual need. It's the purpose to propagate the world, of course, but it's also for the purpose of bonding. A bonding with one's husband, with one's wife. That's part of the tachlis of why Hashem created this drive in the first place. This concept that one needs the physical in order to enhance the spiritual is found all over in the Torah. Again, in Chassidus, it's expressed very often in the Sfarim there. But you see, as an example, Yaakov Avinu, nearly blind, wanted to bench his grandchildren, Yosef's children, Ephraim and Manasseh, and he first kissed them and hugged them. He hugged them and kissed them. Why did he do this? To arouse his inner feeling of love. He needed that physical catalyst, even the Avos. Yitzchak, the same idea. When he went to the bench, Esav, prepare a meal for me so he could bless me. Physical embrace, physical contact. In marriage, it works the same way. That physical relationship plays a crucially important role in building a marriage and in strengthening the emotional bond that creates an inner simcha. This way, when you have marriage, That takes Hashem's given physical sexual urge and uses it the right way, both to bring children in the world and to bond the husband and wife together. So when guided with reason, like we said in the previous shiur, for mutual sharing, like we explained in the previous shiur, then if you have that, and that is the tachlis, then that physical urge, sexual urge, is the most powerful tool to strengthen that marriage bond and to promote shalom bayis, as previously noted. But always, like we said many times here, it is a means to an end. It's not an end in and of itself. When it becomes an end, meaning that the purpose becomes the physical relationship and the sexual without an emotional bond, or even with emotional bond but without the spiritual context in that relationship, then the relationship will be jeopardized and ultimately can break down terribly. The mushel he brings down here is compared to a child whose mother spreads jelly over the bread to make it more appetizing. The mother knows it, the child needs to eat the bread, but the plain bread he may not eat, so she smears some jelly on it that he likes, or peanut butter and jelly that he likes, and then the child will eat the bread too. But if the child leaves, only scrapes off the jelly and leaves over the bread, that defeats the whole purpose of what the mother had in mind. Same thing idea. Hashem gave to every married couple this idea of physical mutual sexual bonding. But if you use it for that purpose alone, for the self-gratification of it, and always chasing after that, it's like this mushel where the child just grabs the jelly, throws out the bread, and you lose all the nutrition and you're not healthy. Same thing over here. If you take just the physical and you throw the bread out, it will be, it defeats the purpose. But what is interesting though is, in this case with the child, eating the bread and putting the jelly and the peanut butter on top, that jelly and peanut butter has its purpose too, intrinsically, for it to enjoy, the child to enjoy that. And the mother wants the child to enjoy that as well. And then when you do that, the whole bread as a whole becomes a healthy thing. But the interesting thing is when it comes to the idea of the physical urges and sexual passions, you know, and that context of it, by Yosef HaTzadik, when he was explaining why he was refusing Eishes Potiphar, and it says, Kiyim Alechem Asher Hu Oichel, over there. Only the bread that he eats, which means his wife. So you see, even the physical pleasure aspect is compared to actual bread, which is a staple, not like it's a peanut butter and jelly or something outside of it. So this is a big chiddush. If you think about it, it's very, very deep. Because the bread itself, let's say, I'm not talking about healthy bread, whole wheat bread, whole grains breads that are very, very healthy, that it is healthy in and of itself. It may not taste as good as cakes and candies and things like that. But you see from here, though, is no, it could be very, very enjoyable, and it's part of the staple of what lechem is. So the idea is to say that love and physical attraction are not interrelated is false. There is a relationship, a connection between love and a physical attraction. It is important, no matter how old one is, and makes no difference. You should keep yourself healthy, keep yourself, your appearance covered abrius, and also enhancing your physical appearance. You see this in Shabbos all the time, big day Shabbos, machale Shabbos. It enhances the covet of Shabbos. Same thing with the idea of the whole physical relationship between a husband and wife. It's not to be negated. You know, people WhatsApp me, send me messages, and one of the very strong criticisms that I received, frankly, especially when I was doing the Sefer Binyan HaBayis, which has a lot of focus on Oina, and many people were enhanced by these shiurim very, very much, and I got a lot of positive feedback, but I had a certain degree of negative feedback. Why are you focusing on this, or hyper-focusing on this, and why do you have in your mind this idea that married couples believe that there's a resistance to the physical aspects of it because they think it's ugly or disgusting? And I was told, you know, many married couples don't feel that way. They know that it's a good thing. They know that it has to be channeled. So why are you constantly emphasizing again and again, which I do in the shiurim, which I acknowledge, to explain, to remove out of one's consciousness this idea that the physical sexual aspects is not negative in any way whatsoever. It just needs to be channeled in the marriage in the right way. Why are you always emphasizing this when couples know this already and you're just like beating a dead horse already about it? The answer I respond to this always is based on a lot of people that reached out to me, both the men and the women, both of them. Explain very often, this is already after several years of marriage, sometimes even after 5 years of marriage, certainly sometimes even longer than that, where this aspect, they both complain, each on its own individual side, that this aspect, the physical sexual aspect, it was completely neglected and put very much in the back burner, which was creating a rift in their emotional connection and their spiritual connection as well. And they complain bitterly about this. Now, a lot of times that has to do with stresses of life, fatigue, overtiredness, some hormonal balances, and other factors. It's not necessarily because of what I said that people believe it's wrong or that it's, they have that Christian value of it, or they were told it's treif all along and they have to reframe it. That's not always the case. But very often the reason why it is in that back burner side and it's neglected is primarily because of this, because they don't recognize the importance of it in the right context. So in last year and a little bit in this year, we stressed upon the fact that it's not an end in and of itself. And you focus just on that for self-gratification and for fulfilling your own desires, it'll deteriorate and disintegrate. But the opposite is true too, that you have to have that physical. And without it, the marriage will falter or it'll weaken. There's no question it'll weaken. So whatever can be done to make this aspect of life, the sexual physical aspect, even if you already have, Baruch Hashem, the children that you already have, and you, Baruch Hashem, you don't necessarily, you can go without it, one of them, but the other one has difficulty or vice versa. The bottom line is that there's no question this part is needed in the aspects of marriage. We mentioned in the Rabbi Shechetavitz's book in Binyan Abayis, he had a personal experience with someone's Shalom Bayis after they were sick in their 60s, totally deteriorated. He delved into it. And then basically what happened in that couple's lives is that they both decided, we already have children. What do we need the physical for? And they both mutually agreed upon it. So it wasn't like it's a one-sided thing over there. And they just dropped it. They dropped it completely. And over time, that created a severe deterioration in their Shalom Bayis. And he put the two and two together. And he said, and they were sort of surprised in the beginning, you got to start up very strongly again your intimate life. And they both didn't understand that. We're already in our 60s. Our hormones are not that way. We're not like we're 20 years old. What do we need this for? And all of that, So, but the idea being, he did this, and they all listened to him, and they enforced, strengthened their intimate life very, very strongly. And lo and behold, their Shalom Bayis healed and improved completely. There is a link between the two, not just when you're young, but even when you're older, even if you feel that physical urge is not that strong anymore and not there. So that is why I emphasize it a lot. And that is why it is. So whether you believe or not believe, whether you had that negative connotation, adaraba, because the secular world always emphasizes it in a disgusting way. So the Torah world very often goes counter it to show how disgusting it is. But when doing so, they block out completely the value and importance what Hashem wants in a physical sexual relationship and ignore it completely, which is also the wrong approach. So idea being is whether you have that wrong attitude or not, in any marriage where this becomes in the back burner, and it's sad. There could be an overindulgence with certain people, which is a problem, especially young couples that they have to regulate sometimes. But with most marriages that came across with Rabbanim that they were approached and other things, come from an underuse of this aspect of their lives that really needs to be enhanced and strengthened, but in the right way. Bracha v'atzlacha.